Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
One of our 100-day challenges is asking the American people to mask up for the first 100 days, the next 99 days.
Wait, we did this already. I'm lost.
Fact is that they're the single best thing we can do. They're even more important than the vaccines.
What? That makes no sense.
If you don't know the answer, don't guess. Just say you don't know the answer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Oh, my.
This is egregiously inappropriate behavior.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've sort of given up trying to figure out what the basic sense of the reaction to a lot of this stuff will be.
I never cared whose feelings I hurt as long as it got a laugh.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, and we have been talking about the incident at the Dunkin' Donuts in the Longworth office building at the Capitol yesterday, in which Representative Bill Keating, who will henceforth forever be known as Karen Keating, castigated members of the National Guard for not wearing masks. And one of the National Guardsmen objected loudly, and the next thing you know, they were all in the garage. Although, Keating claims he had nothing to do with that. But he's confirmed that this confrontation did take place. And if you're not on Twitter anymore, I certainly understand. And we tweeted out the two press releases, one from Keating basically admitting to it, although claiming it was overblown, and from the National Guard engaging in CYA, cover your you-know-what. And if you're not on Twitter, you can read the story it's already up at HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, with links to everything, and it's right there. So if you want to check it out. For all of our listeners at WXTK on the Cape, if you get the Cape Cod Times, I'm wondering if you're going to read this in the Cape Cod Times tomorrow. I'm going to guess no. I'm going to make an absolute ironclad guarantee prediction you won't read it in the Boston Globe. But you can read it at HowieCarrShow.com. It's right there, so check it out. 844-500, and you can read the press releases as well. 844-500-4242. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here today. And one thing I wanted to mention here is the Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, this is something that has been done. I mean, opening the borders, it hasn't actually happened yet. It's going to be extremely destructive of American society, just like the open borders under Obama were. It's going to cost the lives of untold numbers of Americans. It's going to cost us untold billions of dollars importing all these indigent welfare recipients, illegal aliens into the country who are going to demand every service that you and I have to pay for. You know, there's going to be terrorist attacks from the lifting of the Muslim ban. I mean, I don't think there's too much question about that, is there? I don't understand if the beautiful people think they're going to get a pass if they happen to be in an airport or at the Boston Marathon when some of these people, these asylees and refugees and tourists come in and decide to blow up an American event, an American tradition. Are they going to be spared because they're woke? I don't think so. But the Keystone XL pipeline it's going to affect people immediately. There have already been layoffs here. And what I find really ironic, we can open up the lines to talk about this, because you know, there are a lot of union people, including myself, who understood what electing this guy was all about. And they claim 57% of union households voted for Joe Biden. I think that's kind of high. I know this is one union household that I'm in that didn't vote for Joe Biden. Even though I'm not in a union, I think you get to be called a union member even after you're not in it. But labor unions criticize Biden action against Keystone XL pipeline. I think this is a Wire story. But the ironic thing here is that these unions that are now issuing these press releases, they backed Joe Biden. Didn't they understand what was going to happen? I mean, I understood that, you know, Trump told people this was going to happen at the rallies. He said they say they're against fracking. They're for fracking. Go back to their press releases. They say they're not going to shut down coal. Go back to what they said a couple of years ago. And the same thing applied to the Keystone XL pipeline. Julia Louis-Dreyfus from the Seinfeld show. She's from a super, super rich family. She may even be a billionaire. She's against the Keystone XL pipeline. Deeply disappointed, said the head of the North American Building Trades Union. Would you care to guess who they endorsed for president in October? Joe Biden. We'll kill thousands of good-paying hashtag union jobs, tweeted the Laborers International Union of North America. Do you know who's in the Laborers International Union who actually ran one of the locals? The $6 million man from Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh, who's now going to be going into the Biden administration. And his own union says we'll kill thousands of good-paying union jobs. This is from the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. Sadly, the Biden administration has now put thousands of union workers out of work. They don't care. They don't care. The way it was going to be set up, it would bring in the oil from Alberta, 35 million gallons of crude oil a day. It was the pipeline that would go all the way from Alberta and then cut across Montana, then come down through the Dakotas and then go all the way to the Gulf. And it would be refined in the Gulf, and some would be used in the United States, and the rest of it would be shipped overseas. It would be exported because we're now the nation's largest, temporarily anyway, we're the world's largest producer of energy. It was a boon. Then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton initially blessed the pipeline, but under pressure from environmental groups and liberal celebs such as Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the Obama administration moved twice to block Keystone XL. Donald Trump, on his fourth day in office, signed an executive order allowing the project to go forward. So now it's been canceled. So you know what the only comeback is? And again, This isn't gonna make the environment cleaner. In the past, they were transporting this oil to the refineries via rail, tanker cars. And I remember on at least one occasion seeing video of a tanker train full of this oil tipping over and causing untold environmental damage. But these rail lines, some of them are owned by a well-known Democrat mega donor, Warren Buffett. So this is a real boon for Warren Buffett, and it's not going to make it cleaner. It's going to make it dirtier. But there's a group that's been long battling the pipeline in Nebraska. TransCanada and lots of Republican politicians really lied to the American people about job numbers. They went down to 10,000 jobs, and the numbers are really a 600 construction jobs that travel with the pipeline from state to state. And she called it a risky pipe. Everything is risky to these people. It's risky. That's why Congressman Karen Keating had to castigate the National Guardsmen, because it was risky not to be wearing a mask. 844-500-4242. So they announced that they're ending the permitting for the Keystone XL pipeline. They're going to be court cases, obviously, but the energy company already announced job cuts. Senator Dan Sullivan, Republican Arkansas, asked, he asked this of Buttigieg, who's the new transportation secretary. Do you think that decision is going to impact climate at all to kill the Keystone Pipeline and kill thousands of jobs? And Buttigieg replied, stop me if you've heard this one before. On net, more good-paying union jobs will be created in the context of the climate and infrastructure work. Yeah, right. That we have before us then have been impacted by other decisions. This guy knows nothing about energy, nothing about transportation, other than that he proposed to his husband in O'Hare Airport in Chicago. That's what he said. He said, I know a lot about transportation. That's where I proposed to my husband, Chasten. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Sticking to your New Year's resolution is a matter of making one right decision at a time. In the past, I've tried to eat better. I've tried to be nicer to people. That was a tough one, being nicer to people. But right now, I am, again, trying to eat better, more healthy food. And part of my resolution is to have a couple of these every day that I'm holding in my hand. Super Beats Heart Chews. They look like candy. They taste great, but they're good for you. They're great for your heart health. They're great for your circulation. They're great for your blood pressure. And you could just pop a couple in your pocket when you leave in the morning and eat two a day whenever you want. Get into the habit, and you'll feel better. And it's a good way to start off the new year.
It's been a long week, Howie, for all of us, but Fridays I'm usually kind of slow, you know, just feeling a little draggy. I'm ready for the weekend, but I took my Super Beats right before the show. I'm feeling great, energized, ready for a terrific show as always, and that's thanks to Super Beats.
I know. If only Bill Keating had a Super Beats rather than go down to the Dunkin' for a cup of coffee, he wouldn't be suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune this afternoon. Just two Super Beats Heart Chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart healthy energy you need to change your goals. Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract, shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Super Beats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase by going to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's two free gifts valued at over $50, only available at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
They can't even stay on message. I thought the pandemic was over. Fauci was saying, oh, it's plateaued. Everything's going down. Even the popes and the cardinals of the Church of Panic Porn have backed down a little bit. Charlie Parker and Gretchen Whitmer. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 Heater. There it is. Look at that. It's a beautiful piece of equipment. It keeps you warm and it's good looking. Tasteful. Today is the last day to order the Gen 30 heater and get a free Thunderstorm air purifier, which I'm also holding in my hand. This is close to a $100 savings. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word THUNDER. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you enroll in a third party, i.e. the Patriot Party?
No, I would not.
71% say they would.
Really? I'm surprised. People are kind of angry, I guess, about, Mitch McConnell and all the rest of these rhinos and Liz Cheney and, of course, Charlie Parker. etc. 844-500-4242. Oh, here's some sad news. Remember Lauren Wolf? You'd never heard of her until a couple of days ago. She's the one who said she was getting chills watching the Joe Biden plane land at Joint Base Andrews. And she slammed Trump for not sending him a government plane, which turned out to be fake news. But it's the New York Times, so what would you expect other than fake news? Apparently, her contract, she wasn't an employee. She had a contract with the New York Times. It was ended. It's been ended. So there's a lesson here. First, it was comrade Chris Matthews. He's the one who got a thrill up his leg from listening to Barack Obama. Thrill. Now he's been fired for giggity giggity goo. And now Lauren Wolf.
When I hear Barack Obama's speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
A thrill going up his leg. Lauren Wolf did not specify what part of her body she was getting chills in. Who knows? But so the lesson here is when you're lionizing Democrat worthies, don't use words like chill and thrill or bill or will or gill or dill. Any of those rhyming words, they'll get you fired, apparently. 844-500-4242. Chad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chad.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking me on. Hey, I've been following you since the Boston Herald days. It's an honor and first time calling in. I just want to touch off the first thing you said about Keaton. This is a perfect example of politicians influencing the Capitol Police. And obviously, January 6th happened because of dereliction of duty by the Capitol Police.
Well, but, you know, who's the boss of the Capitol Police, though, Chad? I mean, don't the superiors have to take the heat on this one? The Capitol is, I guess, by Nancy Pelosi. She's the ultimate arbiter of what happens there, right? I know they made the Capitol Police chief fall on his sword, and now they got some acting chief in there. But, the FBI supposedly also told the Capitol Police that there was going to be trouble, and they didn't seem to respond very well. But this is what always happens in any bureaucracy, but the bigger the bureaucracy, the more widespread the problem is, and that's finger pointing. Everybody's just pointing the finger at each other. Thanks for the call, Chad. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie. You know, Obama's executive orders, some of them went to court and got Trump tried to overturn, and the court said, no, you can't. So obviously, if they can do it to Trump, Keystone could do it to them. So Keystone should sue Biden or...
I think the various companies, I guess TC Energy is the main company. I've read that I'm sure they're going to sue. I have no doubt they're going to sue. But I mean, again, look at the way the courts just look the other way in the midst of all these shenanigans over the election on November the 3rd. They refused to do anything. I mean, the federal courts are beginning to look as corrupt as the Massachusetts state courts. I regret saying that because I know how corrupt the Massachusetts courts are, personally speaking. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I think you're being a little hard on the Pinky Ring Dugs in the union. I mean, for the first time in their life, Democrats have actually did what they said they were going to do. I mean, they didn't expect that. They've been talking about getting rid of the pipeline, and they did. So they should have seen that coming.
Some things politicians say, though, Joe, you think they're going to do them. And this is one of those things. I had just assumed he was going to follow through on his campaign pledge, didn't you?
I did, but I guess they didn't. Other members didn't. I guess they wanted to get the dues in for the last quarter before this happened. Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah, I never wanted to pay my dues when I was in the union. And they always say, why don't you want to pay your dues? And I say, why am I paying dues to a union that's going to give it to politicians who want to slit my throat? And I see that nothing has changed. People in unions are still being asked to pay union dues to politicians who then slit their throats. Just ask the members of all these trade unions. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls in the next couple of segments. I said I wouldn't go third party, and 860 says, you are so out of touch or else afraid. Why would anyone stay with the Republican Party? People aren't angry. They have been betrayed. Wake up and grow some you-know-what. Man up. Multiple exclamation points. You know, there's an old saying, don't bite your nose off to spite your face. I don't want to make it easier, even easier for Democrats to get elected. I mean, they've got this COVID mail-in ballot scam going on. You want to make it even easier for them? Wouldn't it be easier to take over the Republican Party? You know, just like starting in Massachusetts, say, by defeating Charlie Parker or Karen Pulido in a Republican primary. Even if you lose the governorship, what does it matter? I mean, no one could be worse than Charlie Parker. I don't think. I mean, maybe those are foolish words, empty rhetoric, and you can always get a worse Democrat. But I can't see anyone that could be any worse than Charlie Parker. Holly Robichaud, she's going to have a column posted pretty soon. She says in this new column that's going to be on our website, HowieCarrShow.com, she said Charlie Parker doesn't even rise to the status of Rhino. And I agree. I agree. 603 says, I would definitely enroll in the Patriot Party. Before it was foolhardy. With Trump, I believe it stands a far better chance than it ever did before. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how are you today?
Good.
I just wanted to let you know, I live about 2 miles from Ken's place in South Portland.
Yeah, Scarborough.
But I've been working. Yeah.
Well, he's in Scarborough. I don't know where you are. Go ahead.
Well, right now, honestly, I'm driving from up north, working at a friend's gun shop in Lincoln, Maine, which is about an hour north of Bangor. I saw gas prices raise 15 cents in one day.
Wow.
Since the new administration. I also got to tell you that for my Second Amendment friends, working at that shop, Ammo prices have doubled. They've doubled. You cannot get ammunition. You can't. There's no firearms. There's no. I don't know if it's being bought out. I don't know.
I think it's being bought out, Steve. You know, we talked to our friends at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis down on the Cape, and Toby spends hours every day just calling to try to buy ammo, and. You know, Taylor requested that they set some aside for him as a beautiful person. They were pretty much out, weren't they, Taylor?
Oh yeah, I went there. Pardon me, I went there on Saturday, and the place was buzzing. There were so many people just buying up all kinds of guns and all kinds of ammo. I mean, the only thing that was really left was shotgun shells, and they said they had a little stash of, you know, some 9mm put away just in case for emergencies like myself that walk in and can't find any ammo anywhere. But thanks again to Toby and Brendan at Cape Gunworks. It's first come, first serve, or you know, call ahead. And if you promise that you're going to be there, maybe they'll set it aside for you. But it's tough to get your hands on.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Steve, we were talking earlier about the union people that were working on the Keystone XL pipeline. Didn't their leaders know what was going to happen? If Joe Biden got in, that was his promise. And the same thing with gasoline, right? I mean, didn't they know? Don't people understand that, you know, if somebody says we're going to end fracking, we're going to end coal, we're not going to allow, and they've already said, that Biden's already done this. He has a moratorium on granting any more leases for drilling on federal land. Again, that's a campaign promise. He hasn't banned it yet, but he's got a moratorium on it. So there's not going to be any more energy being produced off of federal land, or not new energy anyway. And it's going to drive up the price of everything. And we all rely on gasoline. And even if you don't have a car, even if you take the subway or a bus, guess what? All the products you buy are trucked in. And that requires diesel fuel. Or they come in on railroads. You know, even if you have a Prius, guess what? You have to use electric energy that is produced increasingly by natural gas, which they're not going to drill anymore from. And a lot of the natural gas comes from fracking, which they don't want to deal with anymore. They want to put that out of business. Or it's coal. There's still coal-fired plants, and they don't like coal. They've never, going back to Obama and Hillary Clinton. So do you think the prices are going up? Everybody who voted for Joe Biden, who works for a living, was slitting their own throat. I mean, I guess if you're on welfare, you have a trust fund, you can get through this. It's not going to be pleasant even for you. But for people who have to go to work every morning and produce something that other people want to buy, whether it's a product or a service, this is going to be terrible. This is could be back to the 70s. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Just wondering if you guys have been listening to what's going on in Augusta with the chief of the Capitol Police.
Right. We mentioned it yesterday on the air. Are there any new developments on it? This is a guy who he's the chief of police. He used to be in the Portland Police Department, and then for the last 15 years or so, he's been in the Capitol Police, guarding the state capitol and the office buildings and the Blaine House, and he's basically been put on leave, which was probably going to be permanent, because he questioned the results of the election, and he also questioned the COVID-19 pandemic. So are there any new developments? Have they I know he's not coming back, but have they started termination proceedings against him or anything new?
Well, as far as the news is saying, they don't really know where he's going or where he's gone. We know that Governor Mills has said she is troubled by the statements that he has made, questioning the results of the election. Yes, can you imagine the audacity of him actually expressing his opinion that was contrary to what the Democrats are saying? How could he dare to do such a thing? The Republicans have signed a letter that was written by one of the members of the caucus that was either is a law enforcement officer or was one. And they're standing up. So it's a nice little war we've got going here, which, of course, I like to see when it comes to Democrats flexing their muscles. I love seeing the Republicans push back, especially in Augusta.
John, what if he had said Antifa rocks? Do you think he'd be in this boat?
You never hear people about it. He would be fine. He would be. Yeah, exactly.
He'd be having dinner tonight with Governor Mills, and they'd be talking about how terrible it is that people like Paul LePage could even ever get elected in vacation land. You know that, and I know that. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. My Uncle Dan was a longtime sergeant in the Portland Police Department. I tell you, I know whose side he'd be on in this fight. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. If this country is going to survive, a number of things have to happen. And one of the first things that has to happen is states with conservative and decent governors, and even not conservative governors, need to have their voter rolls purged of dead people and non-voters and things like that. And
I
those
agree.
Machines that, and if you know, the way to do it, if you're a patriot, is get together with other patriots in your community and insist that town hall let you purge voter rolls of dead people and people who don't belong here. Look at who voted and who didn't, and how many people voted and who shouldn't be there. And if your governor isn't cooperating, it's like Milton Friedman said, you don't always elect good people, but you elect people that you can force them to behave the way they're supposed to.
It's getting more and more difficult to do that, Beth. We just got some letters at our place in Wellesley, and they said if you don't respond to this letter, you're going to be purged from the rolls. And, you know, Massachusetts doesn't have, believe it or not, as many problems as a lot of states do. And we didn't respond. So we have now, the mailroom manager and I and one of my daughters who was still living with us, who's now in New York, we were all struck from the voting rolls. But that's the way it should be. You know, I'm a registered Florida voter, so is the mailroom manager. We still live in Massachusetts half the year, but we're registered voters down here. And my daughter's a registered voter in New York. But, you know, you can't have a democracy unless you have a moral, ethical people. John Adams said that. This is a republic for a religious people. And the only religion these Democrats have is power. And I'm not a religious person, but I understand that if you want to preserve the most successful society in the history of humankind, you have to have a certain level of ethics. And it's gone with these people. It's just gone. Look what they did. Look what they will do. Now they want to do something about free speech. They're talking openly on places like MSNBC and CNN about having investigations of people exercising their First Amendment rights. It's very sick. 844-500-4242. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols that they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. It's right off the highway. Parking is plentiful and free, as I said earlier. And you won't believe it, but a lot of these new protocols that they have made it a more pleasant experience than it used to be. You will actually have more enjoyment or less discomfort when you go to the dentist the way things are now. They do a great job with Dr. Houghton and his great, great staff. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile like I got, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
207 says part of the problem with ammo is 9 million new gun owners in 2020, and the ammo manufacturers were also observing COVID shutdowns last year, thus the shortages we are experiencing now. Obviously 9 million new gun owners, that's a lot more ammo needed, but I think people are just stocking up anyway. 844-500-4242. Texas Johnny says, I was speaking to an oil guy here in DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, while we were shopping for firearms. He said we'll see $3.50 to $4 a gallon by summer. Yeah. I know. I hope all the people who didn't like Trump's tweets are happy now that this is going to happen. By the way, actor Tim Matheson, I'm not familiar with him, but he tweets a lot. He tweeted out this afternoon, "So wonderful to have a first lady with class and heart, and can speak English!" Exclamation point. I thought we were opposed to nativism. Isn't that rather xenophobic to say something like that? And I didn't ever get the feeling that she spoke English badly. But I guess I'm not a beautiful person like Tim Matheson. Is Tim Matheson going to be banned from Twitter for making that xenophobic, nativist statement? Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Howie, if Mr. Trump had his Twitter still, you'd be tweeting out to Mr. Chucky, "Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?"
You know, thanks for reminding me, Jason. We haven't played the cut from Chuck Schumer for about a half hour. I figured we'd play it at least six, seven times this afternoon, other than in the intro, of course. So go ahead there.
When that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
And then, of course, there was also Stephen Colbert. He was pretty excited last night as well. Cut 26.
Today was the first full day on the job for President Biden. Oh, I got to say, that does feel good on the tongue. President Biden. That's like licking the frosting right off the spatula.
I could say something, but probably get myself into trouble. So, you know, fill in your own joke right there. Marianne, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marianne.
Hey, Howie Carr. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I was just following up on some emails and stuff, but no one's mentioned anything about the Republican that files the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden and his second day in office.
Right. She's a freshman Republican from Georgia. But, I mean, the fact is she's not going to get too far with that, Marianne. I mean, I'm glad she did it just to kind of give him a little bit of his own medicine or give them a little bit of their own medicine. But it's not going to have much effect. It's kind of like the impeachment trial of President Trump, right? The second annual impeachment of Donald Trump.
Big joke and a big farce, and it's not going to go anywhere, especially when the Federals already had said that they had planned 3 weeks prior to, and
I know,
actual Capitol. So.
Right, and now court documents have come out, but of course they're not on the front page. They're not being tweeted out by the likes of Tim Matheson saying that they knew that they were planning this long before President Trump spoke. And you know, another thing, I'm glad you brought this up, Marianne. There's a last week, some nitwit federal prosecutor in Arizona said that he filed a court document on the guy, the nut, you know, with the painted face and the horn hat, and the guy, he's nuts. And they said that he had aimed to capture the pro-Trump mob. There was strong evidence that they had aimed to capture and assassinate elected leaders. Capture and assassinate. And he filed this. And so, of course, the mainstream media went crazy with this for a couple of hours. And just, you know, a few hours later, they struck that line. At a hearing for this guy, Chansley, later in the day, another prosecutor struck the line. And they have no direct, and then the U.S. attorney in the D.C. said they have no direct evidence at this point of kill capture teams. But yet, you still see it on social media. Your moonbat neighbors are posting on Facebook that the mob that was instigated, that was incited by President Trump, was planning to kill and capture and assassinate elected leaders. And it's not true. They removed it, but you know the old saying: a lie goes around the world in the morning, while the truth is putting its pants on. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly.
Hey, yeah, Howie. Listen, I want to know, what do you think about Tulsi Gabbard possibly switching parties in 2024 and becoming a Republican?
I've thought about that. You know, she's on the right side now when it comes to pro-life and these transgender being allowed to compete in women's sports. She's really been talking a lot of sense. Was talking a lot of sense in her final days in Congress. But you got to remember something, Ed. She was a Bernie Sanders surrogate in 2016. I think she's still pretty far to the left on economic issues. And I don't think Republicans have too much of a future in Hawaii. She'd have to move to another state to be a factor. But I'd love to see her in the Republican Party for a number of reasons. I'm Howie Carr.